Somebody once said, talk to a man about himself, and he will listen for hours. That's the truth, isn't it? Everyone, almost everyone, wants to hear other people tell them just how important they are. Well, on today's edition of Focus on the Family, we're going to hear from a man who was so absorbed in his own self-importance that he came very close to losing everything that had true value in his life. I'm Mike Trout, and our host is psychologist and author Dr. James Dobson.
Mike, you have lived through the broadcasts of Focus on the Family for many, many years, going back to 1981.
Yes.
And, of course, I lived through them 4 years longer than that, starting in 1977. And in that period of time, up to the present moment, one of the most popular broadcasts that we've ever done was a speech recorded before an audience somewhere, sometime, by Don Bartlett. Dr. Bartlett is a Native American who grew up with a severe cleft palate. He had many other challenges. He was raised in utter poverty. And the title of his message, Macaroni at Midnight, dealt with his childhood, mm-hmm. the abuse that he went through, the rejection of other children. Because he was so different, he looked different, he sounded different. I mean, he was left literally on his own as a child, and he's overcome that and become a man and continues to speak all over the country on other subjects. Well, we recently invited him here to Focus on the Family to talk to our staff, 1,300 people here at Focus on the Family, for our monthly chapel. And Dr. Don Bartlett came and spoke that day, not on Macaroni at Midnight, which he has done, as I understand it, over 5,000 times.
That's hard to believe.
He's quite a popular speaker. But on the subject, Cookies for Breakfast, mm-hmm. Which describes his own experience with his own family.
He was feeling pretty important. And sometimes when we're up on the pedestal, our families are the ones who bring us back down to reality.
You know what I've discovered, Mike? Wherever your greatest competence is, wherever your greatest strength is, the area that you feel best about yourself, you get haughty and proud about that, and the Lord will bring you down in that area of greatest strength. I've seen it happen over and over again, and this is what Don and his wife went through, I think, a number of years ago. But this is a powerful message that our listeners are going to enjoy.
Yeah, and one that we all need to hear several times because of what happens in our own lives. Again, this was a presentation to our staff in one of the Focus on the Family chapels, and we had a special musical guest that day, Jeff Moore. Many of our listeners will be familiar with Jeff Moore and his group, The Distance. Jeff sang a song right after Don spoke, and we're going to add that as well.
Several years ago, people began telling me I was very important. And as I began sharing my testimony all over the world, people continued telling me how important I was. And then so many, many people began telling me over and over how important I was. I began thinking, it's so important for me to be important. And as I became so important, I began taking my family for granted. My wife was always there. When I was out of town, on an airplane, talking to thousands of people, my wife was always there. But one night, when I arrived home, my wife was in tremendous pain, physical pain. But Don Bartlett was so important. I didn't have time for her pain. I had 300 people waiting to hear me in Illinois the next day. And as I began preparing for that all-important trip, my wife went to the hospital with a rupture in the appendix. And as I waited in the waiting room, worrying about 300 people waiting to hear me the next day, there was a Bible in the waiting room. And as I read these words, I had no idea how God would use them in my life for the next 10 days of my life. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we read, "These trials are only to test your faith, to see whether or not your faith is strong and pure. Your faith is being tested, and fire tests gold and purifies it. And your faith is far more important to God than mere gold. So if your faith remains strong after being tried in the test tomb of fiery trials, it will bring you praise, glory, and honor on the day of his return." And as I read that, three of the meanest looking doctors I ever saw walked into the waiting room, and in a very somber tone, they told me that my wife was in a fragile condition, and in fact, she might not survive. And as I went back to my home, worrying about 300 people waiting to hear me in Illinois, there at my home was a woman I'll never forget. Her name happened to be Bonnie. She was my wife's best friend, and I didn't like her. She was domineering. She was opinionated. She even ran the church. And she knew my heart too well. I didn't like her. And as I walked into my home, she walked out of my home, leaving me home alone with five little girls under the age of six. And they were all in tears, crying, worrying about their mother. And as they asked about their mother, I began realizing in that moment how important their mother was to them. I tried everything to stop their tears. I offered them candy, money. Four fell asleep late that night from physical exhaustion. That left my oldest daughter, Lisa, 6 years old. Nothing would help her to fall asleep. But then I remember a sermon by my pastor. My pastor had told me on a Sunday morning, when everything else failed, kneel with your child, put your arms around them, open the Word of God, and show them His security. As I opened the Word of God, Matthew 10, 31 to 39, I remember telling my daughter, "The Bible tells you, Lisa, that you are to love God with all your heart. You must love Him more than you love your mother or me. Love God first. He'll always be there for you, Lisa. If Mommy doesn't come home, God will always be there for you. You must love Him first." And as I prayed with her for the first time, she fell asleep in my arms. And as I took her into her bedroom, I wonder aloud, "Lord, what will I do now? I've never had to do this. My wife has always been there." And as I walked into my bedroom, as I picked up my Bible, I went immediately to the book of James. And as I opened the book of James, chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, God began working in my heart when I read, "But let the brother of humble circumstances glory in his high position." And as I fell asleep that night, I prayed that God might humble me. Well, the Bible says, joy cometh in the morning. You should have been in my home the next morning. I couldn't find the joy. Five little girls waking up before me, my second daughter, Joanna, all night long, worried about her mother, comes running out of her room. "Daddy, I haven't slept all night. I've been thinking about Mommy. I don't feel well, Daddy." "Daddy!" All over the hallway carpeting. And before I could reach her, I heard Joanna yell, "Daddy, you better hurry. Here comes some more." All over the living room carpet. I didn't know what to do. My wife wasn't there, so I called Bonnie. Bonnie said, "Well, I think the Lord is trying to teach you humility. I'll help you. If you turn to the left, right by the stove, pull out that drawer. There your wife has a long rubber-handled spatula. Put that in one hand. Turn to the right, right near the telephone. Open the cupboard. There she has all of her Tupperware bowls. Can you imagine the all-important Don Bartlett, spatula in one hand, Tupperware bowl in the other, picking up Joanna's emotions?" But I remember the Bible telling me, "Let the brother of humble circumstances glory in his high position." I came home for 10 days. And as I began loving my children in a new way, spending time with them, praying with them, reading the Bible with them, one day Bonnie came over to my house, one arm over the other, looking at my children, looking at my house, and telling me that she didn't even recognize my children. None of them had the right clothing on. The house looked a mess. I said, "Bonnie, why don't you take care of your life and leave me alone?" Bonnie said, "Oh no, I'm here on a mission. I want to do something for your wife." I couldn't handle it. I said, "Bonnie, forget my wife. She's in the hospital. Do something for me." Bonnie said, "No, I want to buy your wife a book." And the book happened to be Evelyn Christensen's book, "Lord, Change Me." I said, "Fine, buy it for my wife. I'll bring it to her when I have time." Bonnie knew my heart. She knew I loved to read. She bought the book. She brought it to me. I read the book. And on page 75 of Evelyn Christensen's book, "Lord, Change Me," she wrote, "I cannot expect those I teach to be changed by God's word if I have not been changed by it first." And as I continue reading her book, on page 127, Evelyn wrote, "How do I change? I change when I learn how to pray for other people. And as I pray for others, I am fulfilling the admonition of Colossians 3, 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above." 300 people in Illinois. "Not on things on the earth." And as I began praying for my wife, God began changing my heart. As I began praying for my five little girls, God continued changing my heart. I even began praying for Bonnie. And I want to share with you this morning, Bonnie became one of my best friends. And then you need to know, Sunday morning arrived. I had been home 5 days with my five little girls. I was ready for the next 5 days. I couldn't wait until Sunday morning. And as the children came out of their bedroom, they walked into the dining room. They saw the table all prepared. They sat around the table. And as I went to my refrigerator and took out the pitcher of what I thought contained milk, as I went to pour the milk, out came Kool-Aid. There was no milk. When I poured five glasses, my children said nothing. They knew I was changing. They were watching me. And as I went to my cereal cupboard, I realized at that moment I had forgotten to buy more cereal. And now in my predicament, with my five little girls watching me, I looked around my kitchen, and there in the corner, only the night before, God had motivated a woman in our church to come to my home with a gift. I looked at my five little girls and I said, guess what we're having for breakfast? We're having oatmeal cookies. They drank the Kool-Aid. They ate the oatmeal cookies for breakfast. And as my wife came home, as God healed my wife, as He brought our family back together, Don Bartlett began changing even more. I wrote a letter, and in my letter, I told the White House, I told the National Prayer Committee that I was on, I told the organizations that I was involved with, I will no longer commit all my time to you. I want to spend more time at home. I want to be with my family more. I do not want to take my family for granted anymore. And as I wrote the letter, my oldest daughter watched me struggle with my importance. And as I went out to the mailbox, as I put the letter in the mailbox, I looked in the living room window. There was my oldest daughter watching me. And one day, as I went out in the mailbox, there was the most important letter I'll ever receive from anyone. I want to share it with you. Dear Daddy, I love you, and you are important to me. Love, Lisa. In the book of Ephesians, we are commanded to love our wives and we love our Lord, and as God loved the church. We are commanded to bring our children up in the admonition of the Lord. Today in my home, our eight children and my wife and I have learned to put the priority first on God and then family and then whatever else.
When my days are they say I loved my family, that I was a faithful friend, that I lived to tell of God's own Son. When all is said and done, how I long to see the hour when I would hear that trumpet sound and rise to see my Savior's face, see him smile and say, well done. You can forget my name and the songs I've sung, every rhyme and every tune, but remember the truth of Jesus' love. When all is said and done, when all is said and done.
Thanks for all you've given to us. God bless you.
Well, what a perfect musical punctuation to put at the end of that message by Don Bartlett. Again, our musical guest on the day that Don joined us at our Focus on the Family Chapel was Jeff Moore, and we've just heard his very simple presentation. Doctor, I love our Focus on the Family Chapels. Mm-hmm. We have guests who come, but for the staff, that is a wonderful time of encouragement and of being uplifted.
You know, there are exit interviews that are done for every employee who leaves, goes on to another job, or for whatever reason resigns from Focus on the Family, and they tell us what they think about their time here, mm-hmm. and we pay close attention to those things because that's our family.
Right.
That's the insider family here in the ministry. And the thing that's nearly always put at the top of the list of what people appreciate are the devotions that occur every day, and then the chapel once a month. Mm-hmm. And you could sense the spirit there in the response of our staff. Dr. Don Bartlett has become a good friend to this ministry. You know, Mike, listening to his story reminds me of my own experience of that nature. I was at Children's Hospital in USC School of Medicine in 1973, and my wife broke her leg skiing. She was in the hospital for 9 days. They thought she had a blood clot in the lungs, and there was all kinds of scary things that we went through. I had a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I had to play Mr. Mom during that time. And I didn't go through exactly what Don did, but it was my comeuppance. You know, I was writing books for families, and all of a sudden,
right.
I had to stay home and run one. And you do find out very quickly just what your wives are doing very, very well in a moment like that. I'm sure you have been through it as well.
Definitely. I've cleaned up some emotion a time or two.
How do you describe that?
Yeah, right.
Well, it was a pleasure hearing Dr. Don Bartlett speak again. He is available to speak. I'm sure there will be many people in our listening audience that would like to contact him, and we will pass along any mail that he brings. I hope this message has been meaningful and useful to those who are so engaged in earning a living and being somebody and making a name for yourself professionally, and your families are just sort of languishing at home. Maybe it won't be necessary for you to go through what Don Bartlett experienced in order to recognize that families are important, and I thank him for sharing that message with us today.
Yes, for some of you, it was exactly what you needed to hear, I'm sure. This program is provided regularly by Focus on the Family. Our host is psychologist and author Dr. James Dobson. Our producer was Lisa Cadman, engineering and production. We're handled by Dave Samuel and John Doric. Our executive producer is Bobby Valentine. And I'm Mike Trout, inviting you back when we'll again turn our hearts toward home.